Wine Grape Growers Association has supported the phasing out of the wine equalisation tax on bulk and unbranded wine. Executive Director Andrew Weeks, however, says as well as asking government for assistance, the industry needs to do more to make reform work.
I guess if we're going, if it's worth phasing it out, is 5 years too long a time for people to start seeing change? Then again, others who are currently reliant on that rebate will probably think that's not long enough. So there's an issue about the phasing period, but also there's probably a bit of unease about industry who'd like some questions answered about what sort of form the suggested grant program would take, what sort of people would qualify, and what sort of amount would be involved in the grant itself. So there are a lot of questions that would need to be fleshed out in that regard.
Because for its part, Wine Grape Growers Australia actually supports the phasing out of a wet rebate, I understand.
It supported the Winemakers Federation in its position on phasing out the wet rebate on bulk and unbranded wine. And that was in recognition that, on balance, that was a negative for the industry and had contributed to perverse impacts such as a lowering of the value of wine, which in turn, of course, means that winemakers can't afford to pay our grape growers as much. So it was supportive in that area of the phase-out of the rebate.
Beyond just the wet rebate, though, there are a number of other recommendations. What would the Wine Grape Growers Australia be supporting in the recommendations?
We are a very large and diverse organisation. We have people from all over the country in different regions, and they're all trying to grapple with this issue during the hurly-burly of harvest at the moment. So I'm yet to hear back from our members in any detail, but it's not surprising that, once again, the issue of competition policy and commercial trading's come up. That was raised at the last Senate inquiry in 2005. And the recommendation that was coming up, that came out of that inquiry, suggested we needed a code of conduct in the industry. That led to the form of the voluntary code of conduct, and unfortunately, that hasn't reached its milestone levels of support. Likewise, winemakers have also signalled very big concerns that they have in trading with an increasingly consolidated retail sector. Both domestically and in export markets, but domestically it's not surprising to see some recommendations about commercial trading along the whole supply chain that should be looked at. So that's something which would really impact our members as well.
You mentioned the review from 2005. There have been several attempts to look at how the wine and grape industry is operating. What hope is there that this will lead to some meaningful reform for growers?
We've always got to hold out hope, but also we have to act. I mean, the fact that we're now 10 years past that first inquiry and the industry is probably in a worse state than it was then, it's probably not reflecting very well on all the people involved, like all of us within the industry. I think that the fact that it's such a diverse industry has been very difficult, and that is demonstrated by the real variation in reports of witnesses at the inquiry. But it's also demonstrated in a lot of dissension within the report. There are a number of dissenting reports from members of the committee. I think this really says loud and clear that as long as an industry is as fragmented as the wine industry is, it's very difficult to try and get traction in addressing these issues. That suggests we have to start getting, I guess, our house in order, as well as asking government for assistance in that regard and trying to help sort these problems out in regard to this report and what the government decides to take on board as a result of the Senate inquiry. I think it's incumbent upon us as an industry to start getting ourselves aligned as well.
Executive Director Andrew Weeks.